last night we had our team dinner, which was awesome, as we welcomed in our new teammates. Mino and Sean and Monty will be helming the 1-3 show. And then Donovan and Matt McLaren are hosting 10-1. And they're off to a flying start. Great interview this morning with Jerry Jones.
I was down there with Matt McLaren down at the far end of the table.
Yeah.
And George.
Yeah, how's George doing?
George is struggling.
Yeah.
I don't know how well he's doing. Hopefully he's recovering, but he looked particularly jubbed out last night. I don't know if he had a later night than I did. I'm going to say he didn't.
No. Jubb went home. He needed his rest.
You didn't have out of town Jubb.
Yeah, he was ready to go home when Rick Skinlonen showed up at the team dinner.
Gosh. That's the best. As if you're going to have a team dinner, make sure Gordon gets to sit next to George and drive him crazy after hours.
Talking about how he got dirty today and his mommy told him he needed to take a bath.
So great.
He's so beaten by it. It's unbelievable how beaten he is by Rick Skinlonen.
Man, the Skinlonens are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
I don't want to think George is upset with the Skinlonens.
So then we went to a faction of us broke off because Matt McLaren wanted to go to this. Matt is a huge beer guy, aficionado.
Yes.
Like, kind of an expert.
Yeah, he definitely has an encyclopedic knowledge of breweries from across the nation.
Like, it's crazy talking to him.
Yeah.
And it's also crazy.
Yeah, now that you mention it, he was really going down that list and talking about everything. And
dude, he knows everything.
Like, okay, because I know nothing.
Yeah.
So it's a great showdown in our beer knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'll take what he's having.
I want the yellow one. Yeah, it's crazy. And then we walk into this place, and this brewery, we'd been there before, but I just, you know, you walk up there and you get a beer and you move on, you don't think about it. But
they have like 100 taps on the wall.
Yes, there's tons of beer, and he had read up on this and about the beers.
Read up on it?
Yes. I'm telling you, it's crazy how much knowledge he has about breweries and beer in general.
Huh.
And so he ordered this beer that the bartender looked at him and was like, how do you know we had this? No one knows. And they had this, like, thing, this little symbiotic moment where bartender was so impressed by this customer, and customer was impressed by the bartender for knowing about this beer as well. And he reaches in the fridge and grabs this beer, and Matt rolls up his sleeve to reveal a tattoo of the brewery.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah, of the artwork on this particular can.
Yeah.
What in the world?
It was the weirdest moment ever. But it was also awesome just because the guy, his life revolves around beer. It really does. I mean, just, I don't know how he got into it, but he's been that way forever. Like, if you've known Matt, that's his thing. He's just always been into craft beer, and then that expanded to different breweries, and he will take vacations based on, you know, breweries in whatever city.
Is he weird?
I mean, just, you know,
it's a simple question, and it's a yes or no answer.
I mean,
is he weird?
He's not doing sword quizzes or whatever that is.
You don't have to turn this on me. We've already established I'm weird.
We're all weird.
And it's sword drills, sir.
Oh, sword drills. Sorry.
Right. We're all, he didn't go to church with snakes or anything like you did.
Neither did I. Yeah. Never had a snake in my church. Might have been at a record burning once.
Yeah, he's great. But, yeah, of course he's got his little idiosyncrasies like we all do. But
so, yes.
Yes, of course.
He's weird.
Yeah, so we get tanked there, and then we go back to hotel bar.
Yeah.
And the weird thing about California time is that it gets late early. And because we're still operating, our body clocks are still on central time, like it feels like it's really late and it's only like 10 o'clock. Local time.
Yeah.
But we were...
When I'm all snugged in my bed.
Yeah, we were really peaking when we were there at the hotel bar. Everyone was in a really giddy, silly mood. And so I start telling the story that I hadn't told anyone Because at the time, I thought it was weird, but I didn't necessarily think about it as a story that I should share with the guys, much less a story that should be on the air. But now, in retrospect, it's just such a weird story that it definitely does. So, Sunday, after Corby and I had our honeymoon in the wine country.
Right.
And then we met Gordon for dinner
at Lure. Where Gordon had his bowl of spinach.
Yes. I did have a nice piece of fish and a salad and a side. So I had a full dinner. And so the next morning, Monday morning, after I take my walk and I'm getting ready, I'm about to take a shower, I want to make sure that I take care of my business before I shower.
That's a good way to put it. Take care of your business.
There's no reason to shower first.
Yeah, it's the worst when you shower and then you realize, oh, my God, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then you just ruin your shower.
Got to get the order right.
And so, and the bathroom in our hotel rooms is not that large. So as you are sitting doing your business, you're sitting right next to the shower. And it's not a tub, at least in mine. It's a shower with the glass sliding doors.
Same. And with your right hand, you can put your hand on the counter. And with your left hand, you can be on the towel rack of the shower.
Yes.
It's right in that little space.
Yeah. And so as I'm sitting there, I'm looking and assessing the shower situation, seeing where the towel is, because I hadn't taken a shower yet. It's the first time I'm using the shower. So where's the bath mat? Where's the towels? Where's the shampoo and stuff? And then I notice there's something in the corner in the shower. And I take a closer look. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a really big spider. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to have to take care of that before I get into the shower, because I don't want to, you know, have it running across my feet and biting me.
So it's now on your mental to-do list.
Right. Yes. So I take care of my business, and I do not flush, because my strategy with spiders is I want to give them a fighting chance.
You have a strategy with spiders.
If it's like a roach, I smash that bastard to high holy hell.
Right.
But if it's a spider, because they, you know, are beneficial to the environment, that I give them a fighting chance, I will grab them with a wad of toilet paper. But I won't smush them. I will just put them in the toilet and flush them, and then maybe they'll survive the journey, and they'll get out of the water at some point and live a healthy life miles away.
So it's like the Running Man. They're guilty of the crime, but for sport, we're going to give them a chance get out of the death sentence.
If you are resourceful enough, you can survive this.
I don't ever want to be a part of Davey's games, by the way. This sounds like a horrible way to perhaps live.
Davey's Richard Dawson in this scenario.
Yeah. So first thing is I grab the piece of toilet paper and I open up the door of the shower, and then I hear the call of the void, because I still have my pants around my ankles, and I think to myself, if this spider, like, jumps on me, and then I trip and fall because my pants are at my ankles, and then I hit my head on the counter and they find me dead, that is going to be the worst way to go. So I make sure to, you know, get dressed. And so I have this wad of toilet paper, and I go for the spider, and it's in the corner on the floor. And as I go for it, it sees me coming for it. And so it kind of does the curl up.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a pretty big spider. I would say, you know, maybe half an inch, three quarters of an inch. And so
enough to be scary.
Yes. And so it curls up.
Into like the hedgehog ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, you know, or like a pill bug or something, you know,
sure.
Armadillo style. And so as it does that, I grab it. And I turn and I throw it into my hell that's in the toilet. And as it hits the log jam that is formed there, The
so to speak.
He starts running.
The paper, the toilet paper wad kind of falls open, and he springs back to life on top of this log and starts running to get out of the bowl. And as I look, I see the very distinctive red hourglass shape on the back of this spider. It was a black widow.
Oh!
No way.
And so I immediately, and I hit the button to flush it, and it went down with my hell. But it was trying to run up the doo-doo.
A black widow?
Yes. So I cheated death twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could have been found with your pants around your ankles.
Yes. Or with a black widow sting in my neck.
Like, how did he die? Did the spider kill him, or was it the head trauma?
And why didn't he flush?
Yes. Yeah, and they're trying to figure out why he didn't flush. Yeah, so they're trying to.
Why is he standing there with a toilet full of hell?
Right. With his pants around his ankles.
Like, did he get attacked on the toilet?
Yeah, the spider got him first, and then he fell off like Elvis or something and hit his head on the corner of the shower.
Yeah, so lesson, check your shower,
check
your bathroom, because black widows are infesting our hotel.
That's incredible.
So I found a used condom in the outside of my door, and now you with this.
Yes.
So it's
yes, but last night, as I'm telling the story, the image of the black widow scrambling up the log as it's swirling down the hole had everybody scream laughing. So
yeah, I just see,
I was like,
yeah,
I guess I do need to tell that story.
The lumberjack competition where they're running on the logs.
Yeah,
and I don't know why.
These little black widows in flannels.
I don't know why doo-doo stories always happen to me, and I apologize to the P1s who find these stories to be distasteful.
Yeah.
I apologize, but...
Well, it's okay now. Okay, so he's issued the apology,
yes.
So it's all good.
What about to those, though, that...
To those who
that's
enjoy...
That's why they're listening to the ticket.
To those who enjoy doo-doo stories, I'm sure there'll be more.
He seems to have a lot of them.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Right.
To you.